Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
John, in his first epistle, talks of the three great expressions of God's love. First of all, he's speaks of the love of God in sending his Son. What we always have to remember is that the love of God existed before the cross. If God hadn't loved his creation, he would not have sent his Son. And to me, I've always felt that the incarnation is undervalued, because although we have, you know, this great celebration of Christmas, and it celebrates Christ's birthday, and that birthday is so great, it's the only birthday where everybody gets presents. Even the unsaved get presents on Christ's birthday. But there wouldn't be any crucifixion without the incarnation. There could be no salvation without the incarnation. And of course, it was the love of God that motivated him to send his Son. And as those of you who have been through the college remember your John lectures, and how often in John's Gospel Jesus states that he didn't choose to come, but the Father sent him. Again and again, he talks about being sent. And what prompted, what motivated the Father to send Jesus was that love. So the first great expression of God's love is actually in sending his Son. Then, of course, the second great expression of his love is that when the Son came, he gave his life on the cross. And again, the motivation behind that was love, sacrificial love. The love that gave, the love that sacrificed. And the third great expression of his love is that he has made us his children, that he has lavished such grace upon us that we are called the children of God, and that is what we are. Chapter 3, verse 1. So we have these three great expressions of the love of God. He sent his Son gave his life for us, and he made us his children. And all that that implies, that we live in Christ and therefore in his love, and that as his children he's poured his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. It's all about love. And of course this is all in fulfillment of the law. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And God enabled that in the sending of his Son, in the sacrifice of his Son, and in making us children who could love like that, because the love of the Holy Spirit has been poured into our hearts. So just as Jesus was the fulfillment of the law, so the law is fulfilled in us. And we live these lives of love for Jesus. And that's the thing that marks off the Christian community from the rest of mankind. This love for Jesus. Muslims don't have love for Jesus. Buddhists don't have love for Jesus. Jews don't have love for Jesus. Certainly atheists and agnostics don't have love for Jesus. That's our sole prerogative. And what a tremendous blessing to love Jesus. But as John says in that first epistle, that love for him is only a response to his great love for us. Yes. In sending his son, in his son dying for us, in making us his children. It's all so simple, really, isn't it, the gospel? So John says, you see, this is true love. Not that we have loved God, but that he has demonstrated his love for us by sending his son. That's the first thing. To be the sacrifice offered on the cross. That's the second. To bring us back to unity with God through the forgiveness of our sins. That's the third. In that one verse in chapter 4, verse 10, you get the coming together of these three expressions of his love. He sent his son died for us, he made us his children, able to live at one with him. Dear friends, I repeat, if this is the extent of God's love for us, then surely we ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God as he is, yet if we truly put our love for one another into action, his love is revealed and fulfilled in us, and the world can see that love. And so obviously, because we have this great privilege and prerogative of being the only ones who really love Jesus, God anticipates that that love will be expressed in our lives in very practical ways. Just pouring out our love, really, for him, pouring out our lives for him, and therefore for others. It's a great life, because the only alternative is to live for yourself. And that's a self-defeating way of living, isn't it? As soon as you put yourself before the Lord, you get into trouble. And so it's just keeping that focus, keeping ourselves in that place of just pouring out our lives in love for him, never tiring of doing that. As Paul says, never get tired of doing what is good. Because no matter what we give to him, it can never compare with what he's given to us in love. So let's just stand and bless the Lord, shall we? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. All that is within me. All that is within me. Bless his holy name. Puratapariya zatabakara sitiri sanduma. Bapara zataria ledobakara sitiri sataria ledobakara sitiri sanduma. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We bless you. Papa razataria leto bakara sata kara sotiri sandoma. Bazandaria leto bakara sitiri sataria leto bakara sitiri sandoma. Thank you, Jesus. How we Lord, we bless you. Puria leto bakara sata kara sitiri sandaria leto bakara sitiri. Poria lero bakara sitiri sataria lero bakara sitiri sandama. Yes, 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 yes. Oh Lord, we thank you. Poparazataria lero bakara sitaba. Thank you, Lord, that in your love you never come to the end of your giving to us. That you're just constantly pouring out your grace, your mercy, your love. Thank you, Lord, that we can abide in your love, that we can live daily in your love, live constantly in that revelation of your love. And we just bless you, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful privilege of being in a relationship of love for you, that you have drawn us in as your children into that relationship. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful, wonderful privilege of that. Thank you, Lord, that we can demonstrate that love in whatever ways you call us to do that, in the ways you want us to live for you by living for others. And we thank you, Lord. We just bless you. How wonderful it is that we should be called the children of God. And that is what we are. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Lord. How highly you must value us, Lord. That you should have personally called and chosen each one of us to belong to you. And we just give you all the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, the love of Jesus. Pura la bazatari elero bakala sitiri sando bakala sitiri sando. O papara zatari elero bakala sitiri satari elero bakala sito. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Popara zatari elero bakala sitiri sando. Bora la bazatari elero bakala sitiri sando. Popapa karazato. The love the Father has lavished on us is so great, it cannot be put into words adequately. What a wonder it is that we should be called God's children. And this is precisely what He has made us. The world does not understand this, because those who belong to the world do not know Him. Therefore, they cannot recognize us for what we are by His grace. Dear friends, He has already made us His children. And it is still to be revealed what we will become when Jesus comes again. However, we do know this, that at that time we shall be like Him. Yes, when we see Him in the fullness of who He is, we shall be transformed into His likeness. Everyone who believes this wonderful truth keeps himself pure in the way he lives, for Christ Jesus is pure. We are one with Him, and our destiny is to be united with Him forever. This is our hope. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, the best is still to come. Hallelujah. We praise you. We bless you, Jesus. We just want to be found faithful in fulfilling all, in love all that you have for us to do in this life. And then thank you, Lord, that we can enjoy that eternal inheritance, living in your everlasting love. We praise your wonderful name. Pura tapari eletu bakara sitiri sandama. Pura la bazatari eletu bakara sitiri sandama. Oh, paparazata. Lord, the problems that we face, the challenges we have, they're nothing compared to this great and wonderful revelation of your love. Just momentary afflictions, as Paul calls them, momentary inconveniences. But we thank you, Lord, that we belong to the victory. We thank you that we belong to you. Oh, and we worship and adore you, not as a baby in a manger, but as the Lord of glory, the Lord, the triumphant King, the one who has overcome, the one in whom we live and move and have our being. And we bless you, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Satabara zataria letuba. Wonderful, wonderful, Lord. Taria letuba kalasitari sandama. Oh, papara zataria letuba kalasitaba. great and mighty King. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.